Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
The word shame is actually derived from the phrase to cover, as in Adam and Eve. You know, they had their first experience of sin and the residual shame. And what do? They covered themselves in fig leaves and they hid from God, right? Mm-hmm. And over again, shame just loves to keep us hidden. Shame breeds in that secret place. It loves to isolate us. And so I think one of the most powerful things that we can do to overcome shame is to begin to share our shame stories with safe people. You know, you don't have to go talking about trauma in your life or just your feelings of not enoughness with every single person you meet. But if you have some safe people in your life, like I had Kevin, or maybe you have a dear friend or a counselor or a pastor, if you can begin talking to a loved one about the shame that you may have been hiding, it is such a powerful step towards experiencing God's kindness.
Okay, how about sever unhealthy connections?
Yeah, I think this is a really powerful one. I just talked to a woman last week who told me that she went through her old journals and old photos, things that were keeping her connected to some really shameful memories in the past, and she actually took them out to the garbage cans, and she watched the dump truck take them away, and she said it was very difficult, but such a freeing thing for her. I think this is important because, you know, actions speak louder than words, and so if there are unhealthy connections in your life, whether it is to a person, maybe someone on Facebook, maybe you have some tokens you're holding on to from old relationships, it is time to throw those things away. Say a physical goodbye to the shame in your past in order to birth new life in the present. Mm. You know, I think to hang on to those things is really, sometimes we hang on to them because we think they're important or they tell the story of us. But honestly, it is a powerful statement to refuse to let shame take up any space in your life.
The third step to giving shame the boot is to seek help.
You know, I think probably if you have been spending years wrestling with shame and just have not experienced any real change, if your relationships haven't improved, if your understanding of who you are in Christ hasn't improved, if, again, there's still that little boy or that little girl in you that, you know, feels inadequate or feels like they're weak or feels like they're wrong, like you were saying before, now is the time to go see a Christian counselor. It's one of the most powerful things to find a good professional who can help really recover the parts of yourself that listening to shame for years have stolen. And again, there's no shame in seeing a counselor, seeing a professional Christian therapist. You are worth doing it. So I would say, you know, go for it.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.